Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun and warm temperatures are in your forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. An Oshawa man is facing charges in an alleged theft from earlier this year in Coburg. Police began their investigation in January that a theft occurred at a business on Strathy Road and Napalma Drive. Authorities claim to have reviewed surveillance video showing an individual putting items into a shopping cart and exiting through an emergency exit without making an attempt to pay for it. He then fled in a vehicle. The man was arrested Friday and will appear in court at a future date. Residents of the Peace Park area in Coburg may notice an emergency exercise taking place as Enbridge is conducting training at Coburg Creek this morning. This pre-planned drill is part of Enbridge's exercise program and is designed to maintain a high level of response readiness. Trained personnel will use emergency response equipment, including containment booms, to practice advanced on-water response tactics. The exercise will conclude at around 1 o'clock. Alnwick Haldimand Township Council will hear a report today on whether to install clear decals on Fire Chief and CAO Dave Dawson's township-owned vehicle. The report approved by Dawson states the township does not have a vehicle identification policy. It is recommended the vehicle not have a decal, as this may lead to harassment or targets for criminal activity. The report recommends taking no action. In sports, a cornhole tournament is taking place Saturday at the West Northumberland Curling Club. A portion of the proceeds will go to support Coburg Angel softball. The entry fee is $20, with competition beginning at 11. Jays and Marlins tonight at the Dome. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast from Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny, turning to a mix of sun and cloud. Showers possible this afternoon, high 25. Clear tonight, low of 14. A mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 24. And sunny for Thursday, high 21. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.